Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. How do you protect against Alzheimer's disease? So many of us are really concerned and worried about that. Well, we have a fascinating new study called The Mind Diet, and it's its ability to protect against Alzheimer's. This is hot new news, and we have with us Dr. Martha Claire Morris, who's the author of this study. She is professor of epidemiology, director of the section of nutrition and nutritional epidemiology in the Department of Internal Medicine, and assistant provost of community research at Rush University Medical Center. Dr. Morris, welcome to Her Radio. We're very excited to have you here to share your wonderful study results as you looked at the prevention of Alzheimer's disease.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
All right. So tell us, first of all, the MIND diet. What does MIND stand for, and why did you do this study?
It's a mouthful. The MIND diet is an acronym for Mediterranean-Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay.
Oh, gosh. Okay, now say it backwards and just kill me here already.
Right.
So, all right. So, and DASH stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. So right. It's kind of a hybrid between the Mediterranean and DASH diets.
It is.
We're really looking at preventing neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. So why did you do this study, and what's so unique about this study?
Well, me and my group have been studying nutrition as it relates to the development of dementia for a very long time, for over 20 years. And we are preparing to do a randomized trial of a diet intervention that would prevent Alzheimer's disease. So we took the DASH and Mediterranean diets, both of which have been found to slow cognitive decline in observational studies and now in two randomized trials as well, very small, one in Spain and one in the U.S. And we took the components of both diets and compared it to all that we know from years of studying nutrition in the brain. And we modified the basics of these diets so that it was adhered more closely to what we learned on studies that were specific to nutrition in the brain. So the Mediterranean diet is just a cultural diet, and the DASH diet was developed to lower hypertension or lower blood pressure. So neither one of them was specific to what we've learned about nutrition in the brain. So we made modifications to those diets to make it more specific for the brain.
Oh, boy. And I'm going to interrupt you right now because it's got 15 dietary components from what I can see and a lot of brain healthy food groups, including green leafy vegetables. That's right. Wipe the shock off your face. I did not say Doritos here. Green leafy vegetables, other vegetables, nuts. Oh, my favorite. Berries, beans, whole grains, fish, poultry, olive oil, and wine. How interesting. So you put all of this together, and what did you actually find?
Well, when we compared scores on each of these three diets in relation to the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease in this large community study that we have in Chicago, and we found that all three diets, if you had a high score on any one of these diets, you lowered the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. The Mediterranean and the MIND diets had the most protection against developing Alzheimer's disease if you had a high score. It was around 53-54% reduction in the risk of developing Alzheimer's.
That's very, very impressive.
Yes. But what was interesting is that even moderate adherence, those people that their scores on these 15 components were in the intermediate range, had a 35% reduction in the risk of developing Alzheimer's.
So there's your message. Well, you know, there's a message here. And what's that wonderful message? Good grief. I mean, you don't have to be the big P word, perfect. That, you know, even with, as it were, moderate compliance with this kind of a regimen, that you still got some benefit, some reduction in the risk of having Alzheimer's, right?
Yes, that is true. Mm-hmm.
At least, you know, I love that. Yeah. Yeah. And so what are you now doing with this mind diet? You've got this great data. What's the next step with this?
Well, we also have been doing analyses looking at the three different diets in relation to cognitive decline, you know, decline in cognitive abilities as one ages, decline in physical abilities and motor function, looking at the rates of death and how the three diets would compare for that. So we're busily trying to analyze all this data and get it written up for publication. I can tell you that overall, the mind diet looks to be very protective for many things related to aging.
Really? What do you mean by that?
Well, the slowing of physical decline, slowing of cognitive decline. Those are the two main things that we see as we age. So it looks very promising. And as I mentioned earlier, we are trying to get research funding to do what is called a randomized control intervention trial, where we would randomly assign people to be on the diet or not, and see, you know, what its effect on the brain is.
Fascinating. I just love it. I have got a really personal question. Dr. Morris,
yes.
Did this cause you to change up how you eat?
I must say it's hard to tease apart what I'm studying and how I'm eating because I've been studying diet for so long. And yes, I've made changes in my diet as I go along. I am influenced by what I study about nutrition and the brain.
Oh, I love it. You know, because you and I both as researchers in the field and obviously well into nutrition science, you know, we're always exposed to this kind of information. So our HER radio listeners are out there saying, oh my gosh, time to tweak, because we're looking at nuts and berries and beans and green leafies and, you know, fish and poultry and olive oil and wine. And we're asking ourselves, okay, check, 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 check. What am I doing? And with this hot new research coming out, we really want to be able to sit here and tweak what we do. And it's wonderful investigators like you, Dr. Morris, who help us do that tweaking. Congratulations on an absolutely fabulous study. I know that I went home and popped a few more almonds in my mouth and ordered up some big juicy blueberries at the same time. So again, thank you for being on HER Radio and sharing your wit and wisdom with us.
Thank
I'm Dr.
So
Pam
much.
Peek with Michelle King-Robes, and you're listening to HER Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.